news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. We'll give partial producer credit to Kevin Herr, who keeps us informed via text message everything that's going on in the world right now. Rob Center is our actual producer, and Matt Cotrillo is our news director around here these days. On the news line with us now, Paul Pastalock is here. He's an AccuWeather meteorologist and a long-range forecasting expert. He's been talking about AccuWeather's long-range forecast that comes out each year, 20 years, and is here to tell us that he's got some predictions for this year's, or some forecasts for this year's winter. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for calling back today.
Yeah, good morning. I see that you had Mr. Joe Lumberg, who's also on my long-range team. He's been helping me work on this forecast for the past couple of months as well.
Well, he's an expert in a lot of areas. We also ask him, we need climate-informed climate skeptics around here. So has he come around to the right side yet?
I'm kind of in between. I think there's a lot still to be researched to see how much is this affecting the actual weather day-to-day. But, I mean, I know that we're seeing rises in the overall temperature scheme. Water temperatures have been rising, and we are seeing some changes here over the last 20, 30 years.
All right. Well, we'll do a panel discussion with you, and we'll get Joe Bastardi back on the line, too.
We've
had some great discussions with him and Brett Anderson. Okay, so long-range winter forecast. What are we looking for 2020 into 2021?
Well, we all remember what happened last year. Very little snow and very mild temperatures for at least the middle and back end of the winter season. We ended up averaging about over 4 degrees above normal for the December through February time period, which is ridiculously high. And we had only about 6 inches of snow in the region, so we were a lack of snowstorms in this area, a lot more rain than snow. But this year, I think we're probably going to get more snow than last year. I think that's a given there. The thing is it still may not be an exceptionally cold, wintry type of season, although it may hint at that here at the end of fall and early winter, because we're going to have like kind of a bookend winter. We'll have a little bit at the beginning and a little bit at the end, but in the middle, we may have an extended January thaw going on.
We are quite capable of getting snowflakes now and snowfalls at the end of October and early November. Is that where we're talking about the beginning of the bookend?
Well, we may even see some cold here in October as we head towards between like the 18th and 20th of the month. We may have a pretty good cold shot come down. I think that's where you're going to see. You're going to get these cold shots. They come in for a few days, and then it warms up, and then it gets cold. I think we're still back and forth all the way into December, but the colder air may take over a little bit more as we get in later December near the holidays. And I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, some places across Pennsylvania, the ski area in most of December, that you can do that and keep it on the ground. But it's after that time period, I think it starts to get more iffy, where we start to see the warm-ups exceeding the cold shots, you know what I mean? So it goes the other way, I think, as we head into the heart of the winter season.
And what about the polar vortex? Vague recollection, we did experience that once this year. Is that something that is going to occur each winter now?
Well, if you go back to last year, the polar vortex was very strong, but it wasn't over us. It was over the pole, and it created a lot of west-to-east flow, which allowed these warm-ups to take place, and not much snow, not much blocking. It came in the spring, unfortunately, and made our spring a little rough. But I think the polar vortex will make a venture down here early in the season to give us some cold, maybe around the Christmas holiday. We'll see. It's a long shot from this far out, but we'll keep an eye on it. And then I think it tries to retreat back up again toward the polar region, which will allow some milder air at times to come in during the heart of the season, and then try to come back down again sometime late winter or early spring to give us kind of a yucky maybe late March or April time period.
And then that winter might end at that point this year. Winter, just the cool weather went way into May.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if this is going to be a long stance like last year was. It's hard to say this far out, but the conditions are a little different from last year. If you remember, we had an El Nino last year where we had a lot of rain and moisture coming up from the south direction to kind of hold back temperatures as well and storms. La Nina brings more northern branch systems, and sometimes you get into spring, it can be a little bit drier too. So you know, at this point, I'm not seeing the same kind of spring, but I do think there's going to be some type of lull in the temperatures where we just can't get them up during the course of late March and April.
Wait, well, that sounds to me, for the most part, you're basically predicting a normal winter, at least for around here.
Yeah, around here, yeah, exactly. The thing is though, it may still cut into our snow mounts. We're still looking for below normal snowfall. Last year we had 6. We may get about 15 to 20 inches in the region. And that's kind of maybe on the high side. We'll see, because a couple of the years we've been looking at, 2016, 2017, and 2005-6, kind of popular on our analog chart, and they had low snowfall seasons then. So, again, we need northern branch systems don't bring a lot of snow to southeast Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, but the cold may be there at times in the front side and the back side of the season to give us a little bit of snow is what we're trying to say.
Should I buy new cross-country skis?
Well, you know, you might get them in use. Better buy them before Christmas, because I'm not sure how much you should get them in the heart of the season. But I do think that the skiers this year may get a little bit more of a break, even though there's not a lot of snow predicted. I think the skiers will get some snowmaking going on early on around the holidays, and that's good news. We want to be outdoors and at least do some activities after the year that we've had so far.
All right, yeah, that sounds like good weather for the downhill skiers. Not as much activity, although, for the cross-country folks, at least around here. Well, you can always go up to New York. That's where the snowmobilers go, so you can do the same thing and probably get some skiing in up there. How much is climate change affecting this? You know, we know the planet's getting a little bit warmer. We know the oceans are rising and we're melting ice. How much is that impacting your effort to do predictions?
Well, it can go either way. We're still investigating, because when you lose sea ice, sometimes it can cause upper-level changes in the pattern in the northern Pacific that can cause more amplification in the pattern. You can get colder systems to come down at times. But at the same time, we're seeing, you know, increase in the water temperatures at mid-latitudes, and that continues into the winter, and that leads to other things. You know, keeping the waters warm off the East Coast doesn't help for, you know, getting prolonged cold, and also produces different type of upper-level features. So we do see some changes that are taking place that are affecting. In fact, sometimes we just overdo the cold. We have to kind of say, this is what it looks like, this is what it compares from 20 years ago, and then add another degree onto the forecast because of what's been going on as of late. But again, there are some we've seen some periods where it does get a little colder than normal, and you know, people stop saying the climate change thing, you know, but it's happening. It's just, how much is it affecting the cycles that we're seeing? Are they getting shortened? That could be the case as well too.
All right, and do you see our winter slowly growing milder around here? I haven't personally noticed that, but from when, from 20 years ago, we certainly have had some mild winters. We've had some super cold winters. So have we had a significant change in our winters over the past 80 or 100 years yet?
Well, I think if you go back to the early 2010s here, I mean, if you look at 2011 to 2012, I think we had some pretty good shots of cold air come down. There's some big storms on the East Coast, and then it released, and you get into 2016, 2017, it warmed up. So there's been some splits in the past 10, 15 years, but you know, you're going to have to talk to Brett Anderson if you're going to be asking questions about the past 80 years. He's the expert here at AccuWeather, and he's been looking at it a lot closer than I have.
Yeah, you're the forward-thinking guy, so we appreciate that, and you use good science to make your predictions. Does it irritate you when someone says, well, I don't know, Paul, I read in the almanac?
Absolutely. It does, because the amount of time folks don't understand, and we're looking at this back in June, July. I got clients asking it about then, and we're researching, we're doing reading, we're looking at past years, trying to match up things. We just don't look at forecast models, because they're no good that far out. We need to look at other things, other situations, teleconnections, and it takes a lot of time, and it takes a team, and I have a team that puts all those ideas together, and it takes a lot of time. We have a two-hour meeting creating this forecast every year. So,
well, we are terribly dry right now. Significant rainfall deficit around here. Within your prediction, is there the normal or maybe even above normal precipitation overall?
Well, unfortunately, I can't give you above normal because it's, again, La Nina. We're not getting that southern storm track to be more frequent this coming winter season. So we're relying on northern branch systems, and typically they tend to dry out a little bit as they come eastbound. So near normal is more a better bet this year, maybe, you know, leaning on the slightly below, which is not going to help our deficit. What we need is kind of one big snowstorm to kind of go above and exceed what we're forecasting to get some, you know, moisture into the ground going to the spring, or we're going to have some trouble. We're going to have some trouble again going into next year. So I don't see anything to rescue us at this point, but I do see a little bit more improvement than last year.
Yeah, explain what does trouble entail when you're having this kind of dry weather? I mean, I know from just digging in the garden and anything, you can have a nice moist level on the surface from recent rains, but dig down 2-3 inches, you're into dry bones, you know, dry earth.
Yeah, look at what happened last year. We didn't have much snow, so we didn't have a lot of moisture, you know, kind of working into the ground level, that level you're talking about. And then you throw on the drought that came on mid to late summer and really dried things out even significantly here across Pennsylvania. Of course, farther east you go, like Philadelphia, they did get some ample rainfall during the course of that period. But areas like us on westward, we're misfortunate and we didn't get much. If we go through that again, I mean, the drought could be worse than it was last year. So we need to see what we can get out of this La Nina period, which is, again, not a very favorable type of phase to be in when you're trying to break a drought. So all I can say is that hopefully we get unsettled in the springtime like we were talking about, and that could bring a good amount of moisture, some heavier moisture that sets up. I know people want to get out and do stuff in the spring, but for me, I'm hoping that we get a lot of rain just so we don't have a replay of last year.
Sure, a lot of rain, not all at one time. A couple of steady days of light rain would go a long way.
Especially
to recharge water tables around here. Anybody who's using a well for anything will tell you there are a lot of folks are drilling deeper just to stay current. All right, anything important related to these topics I didn't ask you? Anything pop into your head that you should mention?
No, I just I do think that a lot of our systems this year will be coming out of, you know, going into the northwest and over top, and then coming down through the Great Lakes. Lake effect, if you're heading up in that direction, could be more significant this year and early on than it has been in the past, although they've had a little bit more last year. I think we hit most of the stuff. I think we can see a few, you know, storms blow up off the New England coast, but I think we're going to be too far west to get into a lot of that snow. So, unfortunately, I think we're kind of in an in-between area that's going to be in a misfortunate area to get a lot of snow this coming winter. But we will get our shots early on and at the end.
All right. Well, there's probably a lot of people saying to both of us, quit talking about snow. We don't want it. The more you talk about it, the more you get. So maybe that'll
Unfortunately,
work.
We need it. I mean, hopefully we can get it for our water tables and up north so it can run down through these rivers. Hey, think about the people in the southwest. They didn't have a monsoon this year, and they're going to be dry, and they're not going to have many storms as well. They could have it really bad in the southwest next year, too.
Yeah, we hurt when we got a 3-inch rainfall deficit for 3 months, but I was looking at your drought map. You got dark red splotches out there. They got a foot precipitation deficit out there, which they don't get that much in a year anyway.
No, and they depend on the monsoon in August and September, and then they depend on, you know, storms digging down there, and they may miss out on both this year.
All right, well, keep in touch. Thank you so much for the information, Paul. We'll check in with you from time to time. Maybe as the winter turns the corner, we'll do a redo and see how how some of these forecasts are panning out. Thank you so much, Paul. Thanks for checking in today.
No problem. Anytime.
Do appreciate that. It's from AccuWeather, Paul Pastelak, AccuWeather meteorologist. He's a senior meteorologist, works with our senior expert meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, long-range forecast expert, talking about a bookend winter where at the beginning you'll get some snow, and that can be right after the end of October, and then in the spring, as you were talking about March, early March, getting some more snow in that time frame, and not a ton of optimism to make up our rainfall deficit.